It's Casey on the radio, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center, a better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey. Happy New Year. Well, almost Happy New Year. These winter days are pretty short. So coming up, we'll have a mantra practice that will fill you with light just by listening. But feel free to join in the singing, too. I promise it will lift your spirits. And today, Marcy Niffen takes a peek into the winter blues with her Mind Body Minute. We all need all the sunshine we can get. Lisa Kay will give your intuition a nudge. And fitness and nutrition expert J.J. Virgin tells you where the sugar is hiding in her new book. Send an email if you'd like to win it to Casey@WHUD.com. Sugar is hiding in the foods you'd never suspect. She left me speechless. And you know me. I have a lot to say. By the way, on Sunday, January 11th, I will be spreading my message to you, I hope, at a Day for Women. Breakfast, lunch, and inspiration at Backstage Salon in Croton. No, a Day for Women has nothing to do with hair and makeup. It's just that my co-host for the event is Maggie Pinkway, the inspirational blogger behind the Glasshouse Retreat and glasshouseretreat.com, and she happens to be co-owner of the salon, so we're using her space for this event. There will be another event at my space, Shine on Reiki in Cold Spring, Sunday, February 15th. But plan to join us if you can. 111, January 11th, a day for women. You can find details at caseyontheradio.com. Our vision is to map out a clear path to have our best 2015. And one of the things you can do to make it a better year is cut out your sugar intake, or at least some of it. But you have to know where the sugar is hiding. J.J. Virgin is here with a book that can help.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on today. So why the sugar impact diet? They're saying sugar is the new fat, right? What should we be on the lookout for?
Well, thank God. Fat does not make us fat. It's one of the best things you can do for your health. And sugar is the enemy, and it's so clear. If you look at what's happened over the last 20, 30 years, we've gone from eating 26 pounds of sugar a year per person to 152 pounds of sugar a year per person, and our obesity rates have jumped 25%.
Oh boy.
Along with it. Crazy.
Crazy. No, it's absolutely insane. And people have no idea they're eating sugar sometimes.
Well, that's the biggest challenge. You know, we're eating less table sugar than ever, but we've got these sugars sneaking in into places you'd never expect. The balsamic vinegar, which is basically syrup, marinara sauce, which can have as much sugar as Oreo cookies, you know, all of these fat-free dressings, when you pull the fat out, you shove the sugar in. And the deal is, when you eat more sugar, you want more sugar. So if you're eating sweet foods, they become, you know, the way you roll.
Balsamic vinegar, JJ.
I'm so sorry. Whenever I throw that one out, I feel like I'm going to get haters. But, you know, here's the thing. It's so easy to swap foods out and lower your sugar impact. So balsamic vinegar, just switch to red wine vinegar. Stop it, Casey.
All right.
Just breathe. It'll be okay.
Well, you know, I think I have the perfect diet. I think I'm doing it all right. And wow, that is a big smackaroo in the face to find out balsamic vinegar. And marinara, I understand that if it comes in a jar, right?
Yeah, but, you know, even like a lot of the tomato paste and stuff, it's just concentrated sugar. So these are the things. It's easy to do some simple swaps. Like, again, if you're making a heavy-duty marinara sauce, even if you make your own, it can still be loaded with sugar because tomato is natural sugars, and you condense it with tomato paste. Or let's say you throw in some sun-dried tomatoes. But if you just chop up some fresh tomatoes with some olive oil and basil and garlic, you got it.
And in your book, J.J. Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet, you give us the whole breakdown, the step-by-step, and it starts with taking a picture?
Well, you know, the big deal is I do a couple things. And just like you just said, we think we're doing everything right. You think you've got a healthy diet. And so the first thing I have people do is take the sneaky sugar inventory to find out where all these things are sneaking into their diet. Because a lot of times it's just making some simple swaps that will make a big difference. In fact, the average person lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks, and a lot of these people thought they were doing everything right. But then the other part, you got to weigh and measure. Take a waist and hip measurement, take your weight, and take a photo. And, you know, I see before pictures of people, and they're, like, hiding behind a planter, you know.
Right.
Right? So take a real one. Take a reality check. It helps so much.
All right. And are there any bad vegetables?
Oh, my gosh. There are no really bad vegetables. There's bad things being done to them. You know, a sweet potato starts out great, and then you French fry it and make a good thing bad, right? cream up the spinach. I mean, it's easy to take something, take sweet potatoes and put marshmallows on them. Who thought of that?
Not a good idea. Not a good way to get kids to eat their sweet potatoes, for sure.
No. I mean, you don't need to. They're sweet potatoes. They're called sweet for a reason. You don't need to add extra, my gosh.
So when it comes to sweeteners, how do we sweeten things up then if we have to say no to sugar?
Well, ideally, and my number one thing I set out to prove was that we could actually reclaim our sweet sensitivity and get rid of our sweet tooth, and that's what I found in 2 weeks. But along the way, there are some things you can use, and there's some amazing natural, and that's important because artificial sweeteners are clearly not the answer, and I could go on a complete rant on those. But I think there's natural sweeteners that are options. That's monk fruit, stevia, xylitol, erythritol, and by the way, just cinnamon, which balances blood sugar, and vanilla, which raises serotonin. So I prefer people to start like taking down their sweet and start putting in sour and savory to retrain their taste buds to appreciate more flavor.
Right, and we can retrain our taste buds. We absolutely can.
Yes, we can, and in a matter of days, it's a lot easier and faster than people realize.
Yeah, it really is, especially if you pick up the book, J.J. Virgin's Sugar Impact Diet. All right, how does one become a fat burner?
This is a huge thing, because if you look at what almost every diet book tells you to do, they say eat every 2 to 3 hours. And what they're having you eat are these little, what I call sugar bombs, you know, little carb hits, because most people aren't eating every 2 to 3 hours and having, I'll have a little salmon, you know,
right.
I'll have some Brussels sprouts. Every time you eat, you raise blood sugar, raise insulin, and that means your body can't burn fat, has to store it, and that means you're going to be hungry again. So if you have to eat every 2 to 3 hours and you're struggling with losing weight from your waist, you're a sugar burner. What you want to do is be able to go 4 to 6 hours before you need to eat again and be able to use stored fat for fuel. I want to be burning off my belly fat, not adding to it. And that's really about getting clean, lean protein and healthy fats and some low-impact carbs with loads of fiber to help you just be able to go through the day with steady, sustained energy and focus.
All right, so if you take that carb hit every 2 or 3 hours, you're just burning sugar.
Yes, and you know, people think it's the calories, Casey, but it's not the calories. A 100-calorie snack pack is going to raise blood sugar and raise insulin. So, and by the way, no one eats one 100-calorie snack pack, so
right.
We all know that's a myth, right? But it's really, when you do that, you keep insulin high this whole time, which is creating inflammation in your body. But more importantly, you can't access stored fat, so you're hungry all the time. You have to have another one of those darn snack packs.
Right, and then you have more fat to burn.
Right, but you can't burn it because your insulin's up. Bad cycle.
J.J. Virgin, the guest, Sugar Impact Diet is the book. And for the listener who is in the car right now saying, tell me what to eat today, tell them what to eat today.
That's the number one question people ask. The biggest place I see people blow it is at breakfast. You know, they go in and they get a latte and one of those healthy muffins. And what I tell people is take a cupcake, scoop off the frosting, and what do you have?
A healthy muffin.
You have that healthy muffin. In fact, I was looking at one of these, you know, touted as a healthy muffin. It had the same amount of sugar as 2 Hostess cupcakes. And the problem is if you start the day that way, you start your blood sugar rolling, and it's a bad roller coaster. You never get off that whole day. So I have people start the day with a low sugar impact shake with some great, you know, a great protein blend and some coconut milk and chia seeds and some spinach thrown in. Something delicious, by the way. You can't taste the spinach. But then throughout the day, you're going to have lunch. An easy lunch to do is to have a salad, some grilled chicken, artichoke hearts, maybe some walnuts or avocados, and a little lemon juice and olive oil and sea salt. If you do need a snack, maybe some hummus and vegetables. And then dinner, I mean, grass-fed beef or wild salmon, maybe some broccoli, some lentils or quinoa. And if you have to have a little dessert, a little dark chocolate. I mean, easy.
Easy peasy.
Not weird food. Delicious.
And for God's sake, stay away from the balsamic vinegar.
Oh, my gosh, just have red wine. Who knew? You know, and here's the thing. It's the little things you do every day. It's that fat-free dressing. It's the glazed salmon on the salad, which just means shined for sugar. It's a lot. These salads really become a problem because they've got glazed walnuts, dried fruit, the glazed fish, the fat-free dressing, and you think you're doing great, but really you just turned your salad into a sundae.
Yeah, into a sundae. Well said, J.J. Virgin, the Sugar Impact Diet. What's your website?
JJVirgin.com.
It's Casey on the Radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinelle offering you the astrology forecast for the week. Whether you're working or not this weekend, pay attention to whom you meet and enjoy the flow. The opportunity to forge creative partnerships is strong. Give yourself a space to drift and dream. Enjoy the sensation of endless possibilities. Sunday's quarter moon may indicate some tension. Finances may be a concern, especially when you should be sleeping. Reassure yourself that you'll give it some thought in the morning hours. Sleep is your best healing tool, along with water. Monday brings a high-octane morning, which can be very productive, especially if you've mapped out a course of events in advance. On Tuesday, whatever you'd planned may offer more distractions than you'd had in mind. Don't be intimidated by a bigger opportunity, but do see it as a lesson in knowing when to ask for help. New Year's Eve has a Taurus moon, which suggests that a party at home with good food fills the soul more than a bustling evening out. This particular New Year's, it behooves you to make some concrete wishes. Sleep in on New Year's Day and enjoy a leisure breakfast. Taste, smell, and delight in all around you. Begin 2015 with a sense of expectation and a willingness to meet a compelling invitation with action. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course through 2015 and beyond. You can also obtain access to more in-depth daily forecast at insightoasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinell. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
Hi, it's Casey. Are you going to the movies? Do you hate to run out to go to the ladies' room or the men's room during the good parts? Oh, Run P to the rescue, a new app that is free right now. Entertainment expert Shani Edwards has more.
Run P.
Okay. Well, let's just launch right into this. People can't believe that I'm doing an interview. I wrote on the board this morning, 10:40 Run P, and they thought it was a joke. So who invented this brilliant app?
Our tech genius, Dan Florio, invented this app because he was watching King Kong a few years ago, and he was so into the movie, but he had to pee so bad that he was just sitting and squirming in his seat because he just didn't want to miss any second of it. And then he came up with this idea to help people get to the bathroom and back without suffering.
And how does this work exactly?
Well, in the app, we tell you the exact minute for you to go and run pee, and we give you usually 3 to 5 minutes to go there and get back. But the best part of the app is that while you're headed to the bathroom, you can read a summary of all the scenes that you're not seeing. So that way, when you get back into your seat, you're all caught up and you can enjoy the rest of the movie.
And does this apply to all movies everywhere?
Well, we mostly cover the main blockbuster films. We do about 150 movies every year, so it's a lot of movies.
And what does someone do? Watch all the movies and just write down when there's a lull in the action?
Pretty much. It's Dan, his mom, his sister, and me, and we split up the movies, and we sit in the back of the theater, and we take notes, and we try and find a 3 to 5 minute block where there's no major plot development or introduction of new characters or anything terribly funny, and then we determine that that's a good pee time.
Now, do you get more than one pee time per movie?
Absolutely. We usually do 2 to 3 pee times. If it's a long movie, say like a 3-hour movie, we often do 4 pee times. So if the first pee time doesn't work for your bladder, you can choose the second or the third.
This is fascinating stuff. It truly is fascinating stuff. You know, you could have called it popcorn time, too.
You could have, but Dan invented it because of his need to run to the bathroom. And I think a lot of us can relate to that scenario.
Especially for long movies. I'm concerned, though, if I open my app in the movie theater. I was in Carnegie Hall the other night, and I just had my phone in my hand, and the guy behind me tapped me on the shoulder and says, "You best turn that off." And I was like, okie dokie. So what kind of, is this app, does it have a low light that it's not going to disturb the people behind me or next to me?
Well, even better than that, you can start the timer in the app at the beginning of the film, and your phone will vibrate when it's time to run to the bathroom. So you don't need to turn on any screen at all. You'll just feel it vibrate and you can take off.
My goodness, you're a genius.
Well, Dan Florio's the genius, but yes, I agree with you. If you want to download the app, you can go to the website, which is runp.com. And right now, the app is free, thanks to our friends at Astellas Pharma, who want to help people with overactive bladders. They've made it so that everybody can download the app for free and enjoy it during these long holiday movies.
Wonderful. Anything else our listeners need to know about RunP?
Well, you can go to runp.com to download the app. It's free. We also do movie reviews, and we also tell you if there's any extra scenes after the credits, which is always good to know.
Well, since you're in the movie biz, what do you think about the North Korean government shutting down Sony Pictures, the interview?
Oh, I just think it's so crazy. I mean, I got to see the movie last week, and it's really just a silly, fun movie. And I even wrote about how all the things that I think Kim Jong-un would like if he watched the movie. So I think it's gotten a little bit out of control, and it's really too bad because it's a fun movie, and we all need more comedy in our lives, right?
Maybe they shouldn't have used his real name.
Well, that could be part of the problem, yeah. I have to agree with you there. The whole thing is just, it's unfortunate whenever, you know, good comedy can't make it to our movie theaters.
Well, yeah, and it's a big hit to take for Seth Rogen and James Franco. This was supposed to be, you know, a holiday comedy blockbuster. So gives us all something to think about. But in the movie, The Interview, since I'm never going to see it, did you have many opportunities to go pee?
I have two pee times for the movie that you may never get to see, absolutely. So who knows? They're saying they won't release it. You never know. It might rear its head later down the road. We'll see what happens.
Well, you do know this is America, and someone will have it posted somewhere shortly.
Absolutely. I can only imagine that will happen, but who knows, right?
Yeah, crazy times,
It's crazy. It's unprecedented. It's a new world.
And this is a new app, and gosh, I wish you all the best with it.
Well, thank you so much. It's been around for a few years, but it seems to get a lot of attention at the holidays just because the movies are longer, and we appreciate your interest.
And give me your website one more time.
It's runp.com, and the app is free right now.
You're listening to Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration. Find out more at caseyontheradio.com.
Michael Weiser wasn't surprised that Hudson Valley Hospital Center won a prestigious Press Ganey Award for the fourth time in recent years.
The doctors at the Hudson Valley Hospital Center saved my life.
Neither was George Ondek.
They helped save my wife's life.
After winning the organization's Success Story Award for employee satisfaction in 2006 and patient satisfaction in 2012 and 2013, Hudson Valley Hospital Center has now won the 2014 Guardian of Excellence Award for clinical excellence. To qualify, medical and employee staff had to receive scores higher than 95% of hospitals nationwide. Fewer than 5% of the 10,000 Press Ganey Healthcare Facility members reached this threshold and maintain it for the one-year reporting period. But the win didn't surprise Rabbi Herschel Jaffe either.
They have saved my life more than one time. I'm so thankful.
Just another example of why Hudson Valley Hospital Center is a better place to get better. Learn more at hvhc.org.
Hi, this is Lisa Kay, and here's your intuition exercise you can use to build your intuition. So the next time you're at a restaurant and you can choose where to sit, use your intuition to guide you. Here's what you can do. Look around the room and imagine you are sitting at the available seats. See how you feel as you imagine that you're sitting there. Do you feel good there? Does it feel comfortable or uncomfortable? You can also see which seat you're drawn to or which one seems more attractive to you. You don't need to overthink this, and it can be done really fast. One time I made a restaurant reservation online, and when we arrived, the hostess said I could pick any table. So I used my intuition to pick one, and the hostess said, "Oh, how funny. That's the table the computer had already chosen for you." So that's your intuition exercise. Go and try it. If you'd like to learn more about intuition, go to my website at intuitiononly.com.
Did you know those fall and winter blues have a name? Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Maybe you've experienced that funk as the days get shorter, when sleeping or curling up on the sofa with cookies or a bowl of pasta seem most appealing. Energy sags and you prefer to be alone. Phototherapy, the use of light boxes, is a safe and proven remedy. Just 30 minutes each morning of the light exposure lifts mood and improves energy. Your healthcare provider can suggest a brand, or a simple internet search can give plenty of valid information. For those with a stubborn case of SAD, vitamin D and other supplements, brief supportive therapy, or even short-term use of antidepressants help. Talk with your naturopath, homeopath, doctor, or therapist for recommendations that are suited for you. And remember, spring always returns. This is Marcy Niffen, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind-Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
And you know, I have those full spectrum light bulbs. Actually, my husband bought them for me last year when I was having a little grumpy winter spell. Get the sunshine on your face when you can and keep it in your heart all the time. This song helps me do that. It's called The Long Time Sun, and it's sung by Sanatam Kaur. Here's one way you can enjoy this song. You can picture yourself during the first verse. Picture yourself at your very best, and you're standing on stage, and you are simply shining, and all the world is just pouring love and joy onto you up there on that stage. Second verse, make room for your family and friends and everyone you love. And then there you all are, at your very best, standing on that stage, having love and joy just beamed at you from all sides. Third verse, make room on that stage for everyone, everyone listening to the show, everyone in the world, in fact. And there we all are at our very, very best, beaming with love and joy and having love and joy and light shining down upon us. The words to the song are, may the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. After the final verse, we sing Sat Nam, which means truth is my identity. Sat Nam. Happy New Year, and I hope to see you January 11th in Croton for a day for women. Get details at kaseyontheradio.com. Be well, shine on, namaste.
Shine upon you. Guide your way.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.